Blog Talk Radio.
A year ago, my life had collapsed around me. I'd worked myself into exhaustion. My father died suddenly, and my relationships were in turmoil. Little did I know at the time, out of my greatest despair was to come the greatest gift.
Well, welcome to Step Into Your Power. I am the sit-in host for right now, M.H. Scott, waiting for our host to call in, Ms. Fiona Huff, and hopefully she'll be calling here shortly. But I think she has a wonderful show for you this morning, and if you sit back and enjoy and get ready for more enlightenment and more empowerment, I think you'll be just fine, because I think she has a guest that's lined up that's going to share some information with you that many of us have a tendency to overlook, have a tendency to forget, have a tendency to just don't think it's something that we need to really be involved in and things that we need to really and truly develop. Well, I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail. Like I said, I'm sitting here. Hopefully our host will call in here shortly and she can get her show rolling. But until then, what I'm going to do, I'm going to introduce our guest and let our guest tell you a little bit about herself right after this piece here.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
All right. We have Ms. Tiffany Terrell. Is that correct, Tiffany?
Yes.
Okay. She's calling in from the great state of Georgia, and she has some information that she wants to share with our guest this morning. And Tiffany, if you would, go ahead, start introducing yourself. I'm going to try to track down our host and find out what happened.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Tiffany Terrell. I am the owner of Tiffany Terrell PR Consulting. I am also the owner of a nonprofit organization called Health is Wealth Pop-Up Tour, which is a nonprofit organization that helps raise awareness for cancer. This morning, me and Fiona will be discussing about PR. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're having some technical difficulties this morning, but we are now moving forward. So welcome,
okay,
Tiffany, to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. In spite of the challenges, I am finally here. I want to welcome everyone to Step Into Your Power with Fiona. I'm your host, Fiona Sharon Huff, and that's the whole thing about stepping into your power. In spite of the challenges, you just keep moving forward with a smile on your face, with the positive energy, and things will surely work out as is right now. So we're just going to get into the show. So tell us a little bit more about Tiffany in terms of your PR firm, as well as Health as Well, your nonprofit.
Well, basically, my company is Tiffany Terrell Consulting, which is a PR company that focuses on brand awareness and helping to teach people about building relationships and actually keeping them. I think that's hard for a lot of people. A lot of people build relationships and it falls to the wayside. So my company just not deal with being a PR company with helping with media, but actually making sure that our clients keep those relationships longevity.
Okay, now in terms of with your clients, are you also getting them involved with like causes. For example, I used to be a publicist for a company in New York called Double Exposure, and we dealt with a lot of A&R reps and singers and authors, and we actually connected them to various causes that would lend themselves to what their passions were in addition to their whole music or whatever their particular genre was. So do you do that as well?
Yes. Actually, a lot of my clients that I deal with, they are nonprofit organizations. A lot of them have their main thing, like as far as being an author or an artist of that sort, but they also always have like a nonprofit organization that either they build or that they're a part of, which is really great because it helps to bring more awareness to them.
Okay, and how did you get involved in PR anyway?
It's crazy how I ended up in the industry because I've never wanted to be in the industry. As I say, I thought I was always finish college and go into corporate America and live my happy life and that'd be the end of that. So basically, my background is entertainment. I was in the chorus in gospel choir growing up. I also played instrument, the flute, and I'm also a songwriter. So I've kind of always been behind the scenes when it comes to the entertainment industry. But then I became a blogger with one of my friends that he's on the of Raw Talk. His name is Raw Wills. So I started with him in like 2011, and I really enjoy being a blogger and connecting with people. So then I later find out that my passion is to work with people and to help them get into, you know, the next direction within their companies and, you know, kind of connecting them with other people and that sort of thing. So that's kind of how I got into PR.
Okay. Do you still do songwriting, or do you still have any type of interest in, you know, the entertainment side in terms of singing or performing that or songwriting?
As far as being a performer myself, no, I don't see myself doing that. But as far as the songwriting, I will revisit the songwriting because I actually was a part of a group. And once I started doing the PR, they kind of understood and I kind of stepped back away from it, but I would like to revisit as far as being a songwriter because that allows me to be creative and have my creative juices flowing. So and it puts me in a different mindset of not really feeling pressure, but something that I really enjoy.
Okay. Now let's talk about health as well. Your nonprofit organization. I remember you reached out to me and asked me to be a part of it, and when I read what it was about, I was so excited because I'm really into health and wellness. So please tell our listeners a little bit more about what the nonprofit is about, what you're doing, and also about our event, which is coming up on Saturday.
Yes, that you, as a great person, put together. Health is Wealth pop-up tour I first started off as an event that I was putting together to help raise awareness for the silent killer, and I call cancer the silent killer because it's a disease that a lot of people don't know that people have internally. And basically people are going through pain or whatever, and you may not ever know, you know, what a person may be going through when they become a patient. Health as Wealth derives from when I lost my grandmother in 2010 to lymphoma, and then later I lost my uncle in 2011 to lung cancer. And at that moment, I had no idea that I would create Health as Wealth, but I wanted to raise awareness. I did a lot of research. Reached out to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America and different local cancer places that's here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I found out a lot of information. Like, a lot of people don't know that it's different stages of cancer. a lot of people, you know, just know when it's not that it's happening to them, that, you know, that person has cancer, someone say it's stage one or stage two or stage three or stage four, no one really, you know, we're really not aware of that. And that stage four is what my grandmother and my uncle was calling in. And them not seeing a person that's really a specialist, which is really important for the disease, because a lot of people go to people who say they're oncologists, and I never would disrespect a person's craft. But a lot of people just deal with stage one and stage two. And when that same doctor gets to stage four, a lot of them put you in a deathbed instead of trying to push through to actually help. So basically, health is wealth. I would like to start it in the preventive stage of us being healthy, which is something that I'm still working on myself, to be, you know, more healthy in our everyday lifestyle, to help to prevent some of these diseases that's affecting, especially the African-American community, because a lot of times breast cancer, the black woman get it, and she's basically in stage four cancer, whereas other races, they are a little bit more aware of their body. You know, they go to the doctor more, they're a little bit more healthier, not to say that it's not a lot of black women that are not healthy, but I don't think we're more cautious as much as other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the health is wealth part, I basically got from Dr. Creflo Dollar, which is my pastor with World Changers Church International in Atlanta, well, College Park, Georgia. He taught a sermon on a wealthy man that was poor. Oh, no, I'm sorry, a wealthy man that had poor health. So basically, he was talking about the sermon about that, you know, everything about us needs to be, we need to be healthy, have healthy relationships, and he just was going and talking about that. But it stood out to me when he talked about the wealthy man with poor health, because he said it's just like a man that's poor, you know, but has great health. So, you know, it's like if you're poor, I mean, if you're rich and you are on your dying bed, it's like what else can you do? There's nothing else you can do. So that's why I got the health is wealth part from. So that's basically when I started the organization, instead of just an event, into a nonprofit organization.
Right. And you have your board members as well as your committee members are actually all across the U.S., correct?
Yes, I do. Mark?
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was about to just name the states that you guys were in.
Go ahead.
Well, I know I have, like, my president and my vice president are in Chicago. They also have nonprofit organizations, so I thought it would be a great thing to get them on board. You are part of the committee, the event coordination. Here in Atlanta, Georgia, I have a person that's going to be over the fashion portion. And then I also have another person that's going to be helping with event coordination in Houston, Texas. So, yeah, we're pretty much spread out.
Have there been any recent events that the Health is Wealth has done?
The one that we've done was in March here in Atlanta. It was a part of a event that was like a fashion and artist type of expo type of thing. But we were just a charity that they picked to, you know, kind of help get us more exposure. And the event that you put together in Chesapeake, Virginia, will be our second event for Health is Wealth this weekend. And I'm glad and very proud. And I thank you so much for putting that together, your hard work and dedication.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I'm honored. That's what I love to do as well, is to bring people together and provide information so that they will be more aware. And each time I do an event, I always get empowered as well. You always want to learn and receive information so that you can just do and be better. And what's so exciting about this coming Saturday, August the 2nd, which the Health and Wealth Expo VA will be at the Indian River Public Library, is that we have a mixture of individuals and organizations that bring it all together. For example, we're going to have Beyond Boots, which is an organization that empowers young women who are currently going through breast cancer or are breast cancer survivors. We're going to have Winfrey White of Progress Fitness that's going to talk about that whole exercise aspect. Latanya Brinson of Kingdom Healing Stones, who's going to talk about the importance of the power of touch because she does massage therapy. And then I'm really, really, really excited because Christina Shelton, she's the marketing director for Juice Bar Juice. She's going to be talking about the importance and the significance and benefits of juicing. And then also she's going to have samples for us to partake of. We're also going to have the Greenbrier North YMCA, which is the Y that I go to quite often. They are a sponsor as well. They're just going to talk about that whole getting the family involved in health and wellness. Of course, our host is going to be Rachel Watson of Fitness Finesse with Ray. And we just have just a whole slew of people that are just coming to really empower the Hampton Roads community, whomever wants to come. So really, really excited about that. We have sponsors that are coming forward. So just really, really excited about that. And definitely, we're going to have Zumba. Isn't it? Do you enjoy Zumba?
Awesome. I love Zumba. I love Zumba. That is my, yes, I love it.
That's my thing. So I'm really, really super excited that Keisha King is traveling a couple of hours away just to come and with some Zumba demos. So I'm definitely in what I have on my heels, which I probably will, or or not. I'm definitely going to be in the front row for those demos. I mean, I definitely want to thank Enliven Radio as well as Such Talent Group for being one of our media sponsors, and just really, really, really excited. This is going to be an exciting thing, and I'm just really excited about all the things that you are doing, and just you being the one who is the visionary behind it, and then having like-minded people to bring it all together. So that's really exciting. Last week was my debut show. I had Danelle Parker on, and first of all, I want to thank everyone who listened in. I really appreciate it. The numbers were great, so yay. But I asked her a couple of questions that I want to ask you as well. I really feel like they will help our listeners. The first question is, how do you feel or believe that you step into your power?
I feel that I stepped into my power when I stopped basically living for myself and living for God, and actually finding my purpose of what it is actually in life, of what just my, because to me, like, when you have passion and purpose, more than money, because at this point, you just can't live for money, and anything to me that you will do for free is it feels like you're not working, you know. So of course everyone wants that income to come in behind their business, and it will come, but as far as living like my purpose and my passion is me stepping into my power.
Okay, and is that the same advice that you would give to others in terms of stepping into their power? I mean, what advice did you give for our listening audience?
I will give them basically to challenge them to do something that they actually enjoy in life. and not always second guessing or thinking that it's wrong or people are not going to follow you or, you know, it's not going to be successful. Just that human nature of actually second guessing yourself and actually pushing for it no matter what to actually step into your power. That's what I would give advice to people.
Excellent. Now, do you, I know we mentioned about the whole Zumba thing, so we definitely had that in common. What other forms of exercise do you do? I know I always post on social media about my power walks. I normally walk at least 3 miles in the morning. I wasn't able to this morning only because I had to prepare for my show, but I'll get that in the evening. What forms of exercise do you do, and why is exercising or being active important for us?
I love Zumba, of course. I love the elliptical machine as well as being on a treadmill. But my far most best like exercise to me is when you're actually outside and you're enjoying, you know, your exercise. You're not really watching your miles or how long you've been walking, but you just kind of, you know, you just go and. It feels like I'm free when I'm outside and exercising versus the gym or doing Zumba. So, and I think it's, you know, it's very important for our health, for our heart, as well for us to maintain, you know, a certain weight and just to make sure that we're healthy overall to prevent some of the illness and sicknesses that a lot of us are taking on, like high blood pressure and different things, not just, you know, cancer, because a lot of healthy people that still get cancer. So we can't, you know, depict and say, well, you're not healthy enough. That's why you end up having it. So,
right, absolutely. I know that a month ago, I was a guest speaker for the Urban League of Hampton Roads. They had National HIV Testing Day took place, and I was one of the speakers. And there was a lot of vendors there, you know, of course, you know, health-wise, and I sat down with someone from Sentara Hospital and got my BMI done and my weight cholesterol. And I was so happy. Well, first of all, I mean, I have an idea that, you know, I'm in good shape. My blood pressure is good or whatever, but just to see those numbers and to have them explained to me gave me, you know, real satisfaction. I'm on the right track, you know, that I'm eating, and that in combination with that daily exercise. And I found out that for us as adults, we really should be exercising 1 hour a day. Between 3 to 5 days a week. So that was pretty interesting. By the way, the Urban League of Hampton Roads, they will be a part of Saturday's event. They'll definitely be giving out some information about HIV testing and awareness, which is a really big thing for me. You know, we can look healthy, but if we don't go to the doctors, if we don't know what our significant others or partners are doing, and we ignore the other things that I'm an advocate for is sticking to your appointments. You know, not you just decide, oh, I'm not feeling good today, or I'm not going to go to my appointment. Well, that appointment could be the opportunity for the doctor to say, okay, you need to work on X, Y, Z, or your blood work was whatever, you know. So we really have to step into our power by keeping committed to our health, keeping the appointment, not continuing to reschedule them because it's just, you know, we feel like it's an inopportune time at the moment. We have to do that.
Yes, I find a lot of people to keep pushing back doctor's appointments as well, especially when it comes to health. I'm the doctor queen, so when it's time for me to go and get checked, I am going, and I need you to check everything. Like, what is that? Why is that saying this? You know, and I'm always questioning what's going on and what does that mean. You know, a lot of us don't do that either. We just go to the doctor and they give us results, you know, and then we come home and, you know, if it's something that's terrible, we're the bearer of, you know, bad news instead of like, well, how can I work to make my, you know, my health better or that sort of thing. So, yeah, I find a lot of people to do that.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're listening, please keep your appointments, please, guys. And it doesn't cost anything. Yes, you know, we do go to the gyms and so forth, but if you just get outside and walk and just enjoy the beauty of your surroundings, you will be amazed. One day last week, I actually walked 7 miles. My goal was to walk 6, but I actually wound up walking an additional mile. And there is a walk park that I walk to, and then I walk around it, and it's just so beautiful. You see young, you see the middle age, you see the elders, and everybody is getting it in at their own pace, but they are investing in their health. And when you invest in your health, I really believe that you're investing in your wealth, because you can have all the money in the world, but if you are in health, you can't enjoy it. You can't do anything with your children. You know, you're confined to a bed, or you're popping pills, and you just can't enjoy life. So we have to have a balance. That's what it is. We really have to have a balance and take care, be good stewards of what God has given us. You know, you and I, for example, you know, we're able to walk on our own and breathe without a machine, and, you know, we don't have any ailments and so forth. So we just really have to take care of ourselves and so forth. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with our listening audience you know, you feel is important, or, you know, that has just come to mind?
Like, just to reiterate what you said, you know, to basically keep your doctor's appointments and, even self-examine, especially when it comes to breast cancer. Even men can get breast cancer as well. So, you know, just self-examine yourself in the mirror when you have to shower, you know, when it's freshly on your mind, to actually make sure that you don't find any lumps or anything like that. And then, you know, just to make sure that, like, you keep up on your doctor's appointment, even going to the dentist. A lot of people, you know, don't like going to the dentist. Everything is important from head to toe, and to make sure that our temple is taken care of. So,
absolutely. Well, I just want to thank you, Ms. Tiffany Terrell, for coming on to the show today. I thank everyone for listening in. I had a moment with technology this morning, but again, as I said before, when you step into your power and you know that there's something that you have to do, that you're called to do, you make a way. I actually had to call in through the caller number, because I had called in before under the host number, and when I called back, because my phone had froze, it said that the host was already in queue, and I said, you know what? The devil is a lie. I am going to get on this show so that I can do what I'm supposed to do, because people were excited about hearing what you had to say. So
yes.
You have stepped into your power. I have stepped into my power. I feel more empowered, you know, because of our conversation. And before we exit the show, I just wanted to share one of my powerhouse pointers for the day, which really lends itself to my morning experience. The powerhouse pointer is this. A lot of people will get up this morning dreading the day. To them, it may signify the beginning of a long work week. They'll totally miss that today is really the start of a beautiful adventure. There's so much to look forward to accomplishing. Embrace the positive possibilities that today and every day brings. you'll certainly get more out of this way. So, again, thank you so much, and stay tuned next Tuesday.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.